It's time again for the Giant Foam Finger, a special sports-themed edition of Pop Culture Happy Hour. I'm Stephen Thompson. I'm a writer and editor with NPR Music, and I'm here with Gene Demby, the lead blogger for NPR's Code Switch. Hello, Gene.
Hey, Stephen.
Before we get into today's topic, a little context. A professional athlete named James Harrison made a big public statement on his Instagram account about how he had stripped his two children, ages 6 and 8, of the participation awards they had received in youth sports, writing on his Instagram account, among other things, that, quote, "these trophies will be given back until they earn a real trophy." Now, James Harrison has gotten a lot of praise for this. There have been critical accounts as well from people who applaud his old school values and whatnot. He's, you know, striking a blow against an entitlement mentality, that sort of thing. But more recently, the website Deadspin recently ran a very strongly worded response to James Harrison, written by a writer for their Adequate Man blog, Albert Bernico. And it's got a short and provocative headline, which we will helpfully bleep for you, called "Winning." Now, in the article, Bernico tears apart the rationale behind denying kids participation awards. He particularly resents the idea that we're in the midst of unmanly, you know, entitlement culture. He takes huge issues with sayings like "winning isn't everything, it's the only thing," which is the famous Vince Lombardi quote. And he comes down in favor of an argument that there's nothing wrong with kids being encouraged and basically being allowed to be kids without tons of added pressure, that being a kid already comes with plenty of pressure. Okay,
right.
So there's our background. Mm-hmm. Now, Gene, you and I have, between us, only a fair bit of sports, actual sports playing experience.
Yeah, not since, like, we were younger, probably.
Yeah, more. I mean, like, in the late 90s and early aughts, I coached Team Onion softball to a sizzling 21-42 record, so I know a little something about not earning trophies. But you played a lot of youth soccer and won yourself a few participation medals in your day. You're a runner.
Yep, runner today.
You run in races that presumably include medals for participation.
Yeah, you get trinkets, right? For shorter races, you'll get, you know, maybe a pint glass or, a t-shirt. But for a longer race, you will get a medal. And you're damn right I want my medal if I ran the race. I mean, so for longer races, like 10 miles and longer, you have people who are in those races who are like Olympic level athletes in a lot of cases. They are using those races just as training runs. They run 5.5 minute miles or faster. I mean, you're not racing against them. The idea that the only valuable way to participate in one of those events is to be competitive.
Yeah, it's to run to win.
Right, exactly. It misses the point of why people participate in things, right? The thing you're competing against is always sort of internal. Maybe you're just running because you want to run. Maybe you have a time you want to beat. Maybe you want to see if you can run 10 miles. I mean, all those things are valid. What was really fascinating about the furious cosigns that James Harrison's sort of diatribe got on my Facebook wall, which is how much people seem to think that, like, childhood should be this joyless slog towards self-actualization. Like, the only valid way to be a part of a thing, to participate in a thing, is to try to be the best at it.
You are only allowed to build character.
Absolutely.
As a child. You are never allowed
nothing
to have
should be fun. Yeah.
Do you feel like accepting participation medals or mugs or t-shirts or whatever, do you feel like that turned you into some sort of simpering, entitled parasite who's incapable of any real accomplishments in your life?
No, I think other things than that. No.
That happened, but not for this reason.
But not for this reason. It seems sort of like this is a sideways jab at, I'm doing air quotes here, political correctness. Mm-hmm. And like a culture of sort of being overly sensitive. And I feel like the participation trophy comes up a lot in the conversations about like how Americans have been wussified.
Right.
And, you know, there's a certain kind of, I don't know if there's this thing that happens when people just weirdly romanticize their own childhoods. Like,
sure.
When they get to a certain age where they decide that like that their childhood was just this sort of procession of
struggles,
right? I mean, it's the whole, like, I walked uphill both ways, sure, in the snow to get to school or whatever. And I think that this is part of that, but I think a big part of the story is sort of this distaste for what people see as political correctness.
Sure. And also, yeah, with an element of, like, kids today have it too easy.
Right,
kids today don't have discipline.
Right.
What's wrong with the youth of today? Because there's always something wrong with the youth of today. It's
always
amazing how there has never not been anything wrong with the youth,
right,
of today. There was never one, even the greatest generation, when the greatest generation was young, wrong. Mm-hmm. They were a problem.
Right.
And it was clearly because they didn't do things the way the previous generation did.
Yeah, their music is too coarse, their language is too vulgar, whatever. It's always that thing.
All right, so what is the deal with James Harrison?
So if you look at the story of James Harrison, it makes sense that he would probably be more invested in the narrative of, like, trying really hard and trying to win, because he doesn't get drafted out of college.
He was a walk-on in college.
In college, right. He was too short, too light, apparently, when he was up for the NFL draft. He sort of existed on the periphery of professional football for a couple of years before he became a star.
Right. Now, we said we weren't going to talk about football for a while. This is just a very glancing look at football. This is a bigger topic.
Right, absolutely. We're not talking about football. But it makes sense that someone who sort of sees themselves as, like, a self-made athlete, right, so who, like, put on the weight and, like, learned how to play the game to become a star, that's a narrative that's really, it's really aggrandizing. Mm-hmm. It's really affirming. And so it makes sense that he would be really invested in that narrative. But it's hard to figure out how that sort of scales up to the rest of the world.
Well, yeah. And you and I talked, you know, off mic about the idea of lessons in sports being very crudely and unhelpfully applied to lessons for office workers,
sure,
and salesmen and little kids. Mm-hmm. Professional sports, you're talking about, you know, millions of dollars, even billions of dollars being at stake. Your job is at stake in terms, like, you have to win. But is that always true in every phase of your life, like peewee soccer, for example?
We have this idea that sports is this broad meritocracy, mm-hmm, which is, as Glenn Weldon might say, horse pucky.
Find the most antiquated term.
Poppycock. Balderdash. And obviously that's not true, right? There's so much about sports that is about sort of luck,
yeah,
and good timing. And, you know, obviously skill comes into play and talent. But we talk about sports as if it's the sort of the purest distilled form of meritocracy in the world.
Right.
And it isn't. And so we take all these, like, adages and axioms and maxims from the sports world and we sort of port them over to the rest of the world. So, like, the civilian world, I guess, as if they didn't neatly apply. And they don't, as you just said. I mean, it's not like people, like, put on Nike commercials before they go to work as CPAs or whatever, right? I mean, there's this fetishization of bestness, mm-hmm, which is not true in almost any place. And it's almost, like, actually counterproductive to being a functional human being in a lot of spaces.
Well, yeah, and it's interesting, like, that idea that if you just work hard enough, you can be anything, is often winds up getting woven into delusion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you see that in, like, singing competitions all the time, but, like, but I want it really, really bad.
Right.
You know, when somebody sings on American Idol and then they're like, no, you're not good enough.
Right.
At the same time, we fetishize, like, you got to earn your trophy, you got to earn your place, no participation trophies. We in the sports world, we as sports fans, and maybe it's not you and me, but I'm speaking of us as a collective,
right,
throng, fetishize stories like Rudy,
mm-hmm,
right? Like Rudy, like about a scrappy, like marginally talented walk-on who works hard and scrapes in the hope of just someday, like, getting to take the field for his team. What is Rudy if not a great big participation trophy, right? Like, Rudy doesn't come in and become the star.
Absolutely.
Rudy gets to, like, play one play.
Absolutely.
And we're really excited because, like, then it became worth it. Like,
mm-hmm,
that's kind of a participation trophy.
Absolutely,
and, like,
it is.
And, like, that's not a problem. I mean, I feel like rewarding effort is an act of this other really quaint concept, sportsmanship.
Right.
You know? Like, and in life, whether you're talking about athletics or about sales or about little kids, like, encouragement is a component of that.
Sure.
NFL coaches, major league managers, basketball coaches, Olympic coaches, give encouragement.
Absolutely. It doesn't even make sense, like, on a sort of, I want my kids to like to play the sports, like, mm-hmm, as they get older, right? Like, I mean, if I don't know if it was baseball or football that his kids were playing, but, like, presumably, if it's just this grind from the time they're 6 and 8, like, why would they ever, like, want to play high school football or high school soccer or high school? Like, they would just resent it, I imagine. It would be this sort of joyless thing.
This is where I close with a parenting lesson.
Tell, like, us a story.
Like, you as the parent were allowed to screw up.
Mm-hmm.
your kids kind of get to screw up a little bit too.
Absolutely.
Like, they didn't get to benefit from the fun you had screwing up. And so this notion that, like, you are going to just drill out of them any mistakes that you got to make is just ridiculous.
Absolutely.
Like, let kids be kids. And, like, you know what? Focus on also raising nice kids.
Absolutely.
You're allowed to do that too.
It's just fun to run around and kick up. Like, you know, if you watch youth soccer, like, if there's no coordination, I mean, it's just kids kicking a ball back and forth. If a goal is scored, it is something close to a minor miracle. That's not what it's about, though. It's just about, like, kids learning to be kids and socializing.
Yeah, and the notion that should end in, like, no medal for you, bread and water.
And watch this endless loop of Nike commercial.
Yeah, sports springs out of fun, and that's why we do this podcast.
Absolutely.
All right, well, we would love to hear your thoughts on all of this, on awards for participation, on obsession with winning, on raising kids through the lens of sports. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/PCHH or on Twitter at NPRPCHH. You can hear full episodes of Pop Culture Happy Hour every Friday on iTunes or at NPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you for participating, Gene.
Thank you, Stephen.
Here's your trophy.